Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. This episode we have brand new IMSA prototype champion Felipe Nasr, who clinched the title Saturday night, very first try in this season with the Action Express Racing Cadillac DPI VR team. Teammate Eric Curran thought about getting Eric on the call, but honestly, I wrote a fair amount about Eric back when he won his first prototype title with Action Express in 2016. So I said, hey, you know what? This is something brand new for Felipe. Why not see what it means to him? Thoughts there. And also, we close with his interest and the interest being shown in him on IndyCar. So it's about 15 minutes. Wasn't meant to be super long. I think I'm going to try and do more of these during the off season, just shorter, quick hit interview podcasts. And if you don't know Felipe, super good guy, stupidly fast. I don't think IMSA is going to be able to hold on to him for very long. He really does strike me as someone that Roger Penske might be looking to sign in the next couple of years as some of his older drivers either retire or move on. But nonetheless, just wanted to get on the phone here with Felipe right after winning this first prototype title. He'll be back with the team next year. He's certainly hoping to add in some IndyCar races to his calendar, which we touch on towards the very end. And other than that, if you're new to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, you can get every episode on iTunes, on also Podbean, which is our host, on Spotify, Google Play, plenty of aggregators like Stitcher and whatnot. So you can also head to our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, where I post every episode the moment after it goes live. And other than that, let's get on with our man Felipe Nasr of Action Express Racing and say thanks once again to Cooper Tires for their support. So Felipe, when I saw you last year at Watkins Glen during the practice for the IndyCar race, you said you were over here checking things out, seeing your friend Elio Castroneves and so on. I don't know if you knew at the time you'd be racing against him for the IMSA Prototype Championship, but man, this seems like a pretty spectacular first full season of racing in North America. You come out with the championship.
Yes, it was like a dream come true, Marshall. I honestly did not think it was going to happen this way. As you said, you know, when I was a year ago checking out that IndyCar race with Elio, and you know, even checking out some IndyCar stuff, but what really came solid was the opportunity to join Action Express in the IMSA Championship in the 31 Whelen Engineering Cadillac. So it all happened very fast, and I can tell you, it's been an amazing year, a fantastic year. With everybody from Action Express, those guys did an amazing job early along with their strategy calls, good decisions. Team Keen, that guy, you know, I really credit him, because it was super fun to work with him on my very first year in U.S., you know, not even knowing none of the tracks apart from Daytona, and clinching the title. Well, not only one title, but the endurance title as well. It made it even more special. So I couldn't have dreamed for a better way to get it done. So I'm super happy with that.
So I'm trying to think of more insane career stops. So in 2014, you're third in GP2, move on to 2 years of Formula One, leave Formula One after 2016. In 2018, you are IMSA's new prototype champ along with Eric Curran. You obviously had Mike Conway, Gabby Chavez in there helping too. But if I'm writing the Hollywood story, that just seems like one of the crazier stops from 14 to 16 to 18. Does it feel like that to you too?
It feels very, I think that's the best story, you know, and I think that's what touches me more, you know, the importance of this this period, you know. Like, I did went to chase my F1 dream, Formula One. We all know it's a great series, and, I had the best ever debut for a Brazilian driver in F1, having a fifth place in Australia, but you know, for other reasons, things didn't go forward for me in F1. But I got a very late notice in 2016 when I just had that race in Brazil, scoring 2 points for Sauber, and it gave them a big bonus on prize money, and even though they didn't sign me up for the next year. So it was a pretty late notice by December time, and I didn't know where to begin. I didn't know where to go and find a drive, and there were a lot of teams and other series that came to chase, but I didn't feel it was the right moment and neither the right places to go, and which was good, because it was good for myself to get reconnected with my passion of driving, with my values as a racing driver, and I took some time for my we are humans in the end, you know, and yeah. I took that time for myself to reconnect not only professionally but my personal life, and by June I think I did wrote Gene France an email, because I just had that inner feeling that, you know what, I want to go somewhere, I want to win. I want to go somewhere that, you know, I want to show what I'm capable of. And I miss the feeling of winning races, of fighting for podiums, for victories, for championships. And I said, you know what, one place I want to go, I'm gonna email Jim. And the next thing, Jim set up a conference call between Gary Nelson, Ian Watt, and Chris Meacham, that we were planning to do a test in Virginia. And by July, I stepped in the car for the first time in the 31 Wheeler Cadillac and gave my first laps in Virginia. It was all that connection that came up in that first lap, you know, that what I was missing, you know, and it came super natural. And I said, that's what I want to do. And those guys, they gave me all the ingredients I needed to be where I am today, you know. So I feel that's the story behind, you know, the process between leaving F1, getting my head in place, getting the reconnection with, you know, the passion that I have for driving, and being in a place that I love. You know, I love the environment in IMSA. I love the fans, everybody. Yeah, we have fun when we race here, and what I missed. And every weekend, you know, fighting for a win. You know, that's all the connection I needed. You know, that fulfillment. And I just can't thank enough as well Eric Curran, because Eric has been a big part of this role, and his experience by knowing the tracks and giving me the tips, which places I've never been before, and being an amazing friend as well, and taught me so much during the series. And Mike Conway as well did a big part on the endurance and the championship for us, and Gabby at the end. So it's been a pretty amazing year. I couldn't, you know, as I said, it's like a dream come true, man.
So the Action Express guys have succeeded for a while with both João and Christian. I mean, Portuguese is the second, if not the first language in the team. So I know among the drivers you've fit in, but Felipe, tell me a little bit about cultures, though, because this is a team based in North Carolina. It's got someone who used to be the head of NASCAR's technical division as the team manager. I mean, it's this isn't a traditional Florida-based sports car team or Indianapolis. It seems like there might have been could have been some culture shock, but what did you find there? Because ultimately it worked out really well.
It worked out pretty well. That's what I said. The connection we have inside the team, the synergy between the drivers and engineers, mechanics, truck drivers, we feel like one. And when I say that, you know, I'm not saying just putting words out of my mouth, but I've been in many other teams in my life, in my career, and I never felt, you know, it's just we have fun. I can't wait for a weekend to begin because we all have fun. I see everyone smiling. I see everyone enjoying. And that's racing. You know, we, at the end of the day, it's not only our professional, but we all have fun at the same time. And it makes it much easier to go with the flow. And Gary brings his old school ingredients in place, but he overlooks so well the team. Together with Ian Watt and Tim King, two great engineers, like amazing what these guys do. And all our crew guys, Chris Mitchum looking after us as well. I mean, it's a great mix of people. And then you have the drivers, you know, Portuguese drivers, and now another Brazilian coming up. We got people that are only joining the team for 19. So I think I'm going to start some Portuguese lessons in the team every Monday or so.
Smart man. Smart man. You know, when you turned 26 in the middle of this season, Felipe, which is another thing that I think is amazing, because so often we think of sports car champions as old farts, you know, a little bit of gray beard or whatever, but you're still a young guy. But just share some thoughts on who you had to go up against to win this championship along with Eric, because not only are we talking Team Penske, Mazda team, Yost, and such, but I'm looking at Colin Brown, Jordan Taylor, Renger, you know, Dane Cameron,
exactly.
Montoya, Steven Simpson, then your own teammates in Joao and Felipe, Elio, Ricky Taylor, Pipo, I mean, Jarvis, and on and
there's
on.
There's a lot of
beasts.
There's a lot of big names, good guys out there. I mean, I think if not was the strongest years on that I've seen so far of IMSA, like the level of competition that we had this year was way, way higher. And as you said, you know, not only Team Penske, you know, having Elio, Montoya, Dane Cameron, there's a lot of good guys out there. Also, that, you know, all year long fighting with the 54 car, calling another fast guy, and Felipe as well inside the team. You know, I could see him being a really fast guy from all his experiences being in DTM with the Audi as well with his LMP1 years. So I love that, you know, because it just pushes all drivers, all teams even further. And it's like every race weekend, you know, it's everybody's, you could see Road Atlanta, you know, if you look back at qualifying and you see the average times in the race, you're going to see probably 10 cars within, you know, a few tenths of each other. And you know, it's pretty nice to jump in a championship that you have this level of competition. You're fighting against professional drivers, fast drivers, and they're all giving their best. And I feel really honored to have been fighting up with all these big names and came out on top. So as I said, it's been a great first year in America, and I can't wait for more to come.
So back when Eric won his first prototype championship in 2016 with Dane Cameron, I did a feature story on him, and I just happened to have known him for a long time, watching him come up from World Challenge GT and such, and touring cars, and he's come so far. He's the first one to admit, though, look, I'm not these guys who, at 5 years old, was racing go-karts in a world championship. He's got a start when he was like 20, like, almost your age now.
Sure.
Tell me about the year in working with someone like Eric, who says, look, I'm not one of these hardcore international pros by any means, but as you saw and we've seen, throw him out there against whomever's in the Taylor car or the Acura, whatever. He's not only holding his own, he's leading the race. I'm guessing you also are really impressed by that as well.
Yes, I am. I felt like Eric, all year long, as I said, having his experience in the prototypes classes that he'd driven in the years before, has been a champion in 2016. Eric has such a mature mind and really knows what the car needs, especially in the long runs and in the long distance races. Like he really gets into play, you know. There's so much I've seen from Eric, and that he help out the team as well in terms of his attitude and you know, just had a great connection with him, you know, from the very first moment when we shared the car, when he talked about setups, you know, not compromising each other but helping each other. And you know, I've learned so much from him that I just have to thank him for everything that he did. And if you did look out there on the, you know, yesterday, on Road Atlanta on Saturday race, you know, he kept the car on the lead for hours, you know, and the way he cleared traffic, the way he keeps the car clean, no damage, and he's a very smart guy, you know, he's a very, very smart guy, and I'm happy we're going to have him around for the endurance races next year again.
Last question or two for you, Felipe. So my hometown or home area, Golden State Warriors, were the NBA champions, and then added Kevin Durant to their team, and folks were just losing their mind, like, come on. That's not even fair. It's not as if you guys are a bad team and then just got one of the top two players. You guys are a champ, and you're adding this guy in. I know folks have kind of reacted that way at next year of you with Durrani joining in. I know I have that feeling, like, come on, man. You, first of all, you win the championship in your first try, and you're adding Durrani in as your full-time teammate? I don't know. You, no wonder you're so happy. It's not because you won this championship. It's because, you know, you guys could win two or three or four more if you guys stick together.
For sure, that's the plan, and I'm super happy and really, really happy that people is joining us. Big welcome to him. And actually, in fact, we were testing today in Road Atlanta, and I could see people already getting used to the car super, super quick. You know, he's a smart kid as well. Has won races, big races already, and you know, just an easygoing kid, very easy to work with, and super fast. So, as you said, it's going to be a very strong lineup next year. Our 2019 has already started, as I said today. And I mean, can it get better than that? So again, just can't wait for 19 to start. I need a few days still just to enjoy the title. You know, I've been pretty flat out with other things happening, and more testing on the way, because we're going to be changing our tire supplier for next year for the series, so we've been started that already. But yeah, so people in the car, and Eric coming to help us in the endurance races, I'm sure it's going to be a very strong lineup, and another one to watch for next year, because we're gonna be aiming for that championship again.
Let's close on, we get a recent Formula One guy coming over to IMSA, wins a championship in his first try. I know that you've had some IndyCar teams that have been expressing their interest in you. You're obviously signed to Action Express for next year and such, but just tell us a little bit, without giving away what you shouldn't, but what's it like also having some open wheel teams say, hey, maybe we should go test, or what's your availability if we did want to do something? How's that feel, and how's
it
going?
I'm still super interested on IndyCar, and I never did hide that from anyone. And you know, if there is any clash between my IMSA commitments with Action Express, there is no problem at all for me to you know, to be doing some IndyCar stuff. And I really want to push. I really want to pursue possibly a test that I can get or something. You know, we had some teams that been talking to us, so I feel it's the right time if we can get a test in the car and get better connected with the series, because you know, that's what I've done most of my career, single seaters, and I still have a lot of passion for it, a lot of desire to jump in the series. So let's see if it works out. I mean, I would love to, you know, to get an experience, possibly even next year if it happens. Otherwise, you know, maybe I don't think the future looks that far away. as I said, IndyCar is still something I want to do in my list and my plan, so I'll probably continue to pursue that.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you throughout the year, Felipe, and I'm so happy to see you go from standing on pit lane
at
Watkins, not sure, to standing atop the podium
as a
champion. So looks like we're going to be able to hold on to you for a few years at least, my man. So congratulations again.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your words. And yes, I can't wait. There's a lot of there's a lot more I want to do, a lot of more I want to achieve. And again, thanks to all the fans, everyone that have been following up, the series. And as I said, it's great fun. It's great racing. And I can't wait for 2019. So thanks, Marshall. Thanks for that.
And that was our man, Felipe Nasr. Definitely hoping we're going to hear more news, possibly about an IndyCar test. Not saying that that's already done, but I know that there's a lot of conversations going on with two teams that are keenly interested in seeing what he can bring to the table. And as a very fast guy who spent most of his career in open wheel, as he mentioned, plus a couple of years of Formula One experience, yeah. Like I said, I'm super happy that we have him in IMSA. The fact that he won the championship in his first try suggests that the guy is playing with an exceptional amount of talent. And with all that said, look forward to seeing him, hopefully, more IMSA, more IndyCar, more everything in the future. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.